ones, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Very important. Why are people healed? Because of the finished work of Jesus, because he's Lord. Amen. They're not healed because you prayed right. They're not healed because you prayed aggressive, prayed confident, prayed strong. The only reason you do those things is because you see something. But it's because of him that you even have the right to feel that way. Who puts the boldness in you? Who gives you the confidence? Who makes you feel like this is a go? It's him. So you pray in the name of the Lord. It's all about him. Come on, Jesus needs glorified. It's all about Jesus, and we're the body of Christ, and he's in us, and he's the hope of glory. But seeing the sick healed is as simple, a lot of times, as seeing the revelation of what he's accomplished in your heart, his love for that person, and even saying, be healed in Jesus' name. Or painfully, infirmity, go. You get it? They're going to be prayed for in the name of the Lord. Watch this. Verse 15 is very important. The prayer of
faith.
He's writing this paragraphs after he told us to establish our heart. Let me ask you a question. Can you ever pray the prayer of faith if your heart's not established? How many people have said they believe it's God's will to heal, but yet they haven't seen people healed, and they say they believe it's God's will to heal because that's the right thing to say around one another, but yet in our hearts we're shaken because we've seen things not happen, and we're not really sure what we believe? Come on, that's serious. I'm hearing to say some of this stuff in my heart here. Some of us are carrying things. Like, yeah, but, well, we pray, yeah, but we believe, yeah. And then we know it's right to go wrong.